There's violinist Chulyang Lin and the English Chamber Orchestra, the Rondo, the final movement from Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 5, the Turkish Concerto. That's our big piece of the morning, bringing us to 9:26 this Thursday. It's currently 1 degree downtown. We're going up to a high of +3 today. Mix of sun and cloud. It is going to get cloudier, though, as the day goes on. You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM. Now, coming up this coming Monday, March 8th, 3:30 p.m. at Grace Church on the Hill, it's a concert being put on by pianist Anastasia Rizikov and organist Imre Ola. They're doing music by a composer you may not have heard before. Certainly a curious one for me, Julius Rebecca, am I pronouncing that correctly?
No. It's
no.
Not quite close. It's Reibke.
Julius Reibke. Yeah. He lived from 1834 to 1858. Anyway, Anastasia and Irma are here to talk about it. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Welcome. And it's my mistake. It is Sunday at 3:30, not Monday.
Sunday.
My error. I wrote it down. Anyway, welcome. And thank you for coming in today.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Anastasia and Imre, how did you guys come together? How is it that you're playing this concert together?
It was fate that brought us together.
Oh,
fate. That's really easy answer.
Musical fate. Musical.
Okay, did you meet working together somewhere, or how did
it's
you?
Actually, we have a mutual friend, and she's a big supporter of Anastasia,
and Imre as well.
And me too, and,
and you too.
I was around in the summer when I heard first Anastasia play the piano in the Yamaha Center, and since then we
and he's been mildly impressed since then.
Just mildly.
Mildly. But how came about this composer? Because I mean, he lived till he was 24 years of age, died of tuberculosis, but was incredibly prolific. Why haven't we really heard of him before?
He didn't write a lot of works. Well, the piano and the organ sonatas are really the only two big pieces. Yeah,
that's it. Again.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
He was just starting his musical career, his compositional career, his all kind of, you know.
Oh, okay, so have you had a chance to play at the organ at Grace Church on the Hill, Imre?
Yes, I was there practice already, and I have to tell you that it's a wonderful instrument to play this.
I know it very well.
Play this piece, and it's both dynamically and also the color. Available on that instrument is just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Now, Anastasia, tell us why you chose this particular piece. What is it that you love about it?
Other than that was all he wrote.
Yeah, well, basically, we wanted to create a concert of Reibke's music, and indeed, that was basically the only grand scale work that we could feature. Mm-hmm. And it was the only piece that could balance with the organ sonata, which is a massive work, not just in size, but also in emotional and spiritual depth.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, the piano sonata was the only piece that could match. So,
Would you describe his music? Is there an easy comparison?
Well, obviously Liszt, because he was Liszt's pupil.
Right.
But I feel a lot of Scriabin in the piano sonata, actually, because he was definitely, if there's a primitive way to say it, it would be like a more modern version of Liszt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hurt in his music, actually, because when he was composing both the organ and the piano sonata, he was already ill, he actually probably knew that he didn't have very long to complete these works, and it was a lot to go through as a young man of 23, 24.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. No kidding.
No. What piano will you be playing on at Grace Church?
On the Steinway.
On the Steinway.
Nice.
Stunning piano, stunning piano.
Is that something that the church already has there or something that you've had brought in?
Oh, no, it's the church's piano.
Isn't that terrific?
Yeah, it's a really great instrument, and it's... like, it's just amazing that, you know, in this venue you have both an amazing organ and an amazing piano. We're very fortunate about that. Yeah.
Well,
I was just going to ask Irmre, how do you find the organ sonata?
The organ sonata is a very interesting piece, a very deeply spiritual, based on Psalm 94, verses from Psalm 94. And on the premiere as well, Reibke put the relevant verses under each movement that inspired him to write this sonata, and it's really an outcry of a of a young man who has difficulty to accept his fate, knowing he's going to die soon. And this sonata is based on the verses, were very harsh sometimes.
Is it an angry piece?
But the piece is not reflecting on. That's what I'm going to get. So the verses are very angry against God's will, so to speak, but it's a beautiful romantic music.
I was just going to ask if it was romantic.
It's a beautiful romantic music. The only thing what gives you makes you wonder a little bit is that there's no resolution to the piece. It's C minor and it ends in C minor.
I like that.
Probably the darkest key.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a wonderful piece to hear. And if I may say humbly, it has a spiritual message. So I had an experience in Texas when I had a chance to play this piece, and somebody came to me after the concert and thanked me to bring her out from depression.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't me. It was the piece and the message what I was able to send to the audience.
Wow.
And music can do that for us in general, can't it? But a beautiful piece like that. Now, Anastasia, you've won copious competitions, and I'm just like a page of it. Are you still competing?
No.
Okay, I wondered about that. I didn't. When did you stop? How old were you when you stopped competing?
I stopped quite recently. I just think I should be going on a different route these days. I think that competition performance gave me a lot of experience. It really forced me into the cold, bitter waters of the competition world. I have to say that, I mean, if I may not so humbly do so, unlike Imre, I did quite well. I had a good run, but actually I just believe that soloists, that performers, artists, it's not something that just a few people have to judge, and there are a lot of things that I find not quite right about the competition system, and I really see myself performing more. Also, that's where I feel most comfortable, is on stage performing, when I know that every little nook and cranny of my playing isn't being judged and sought out for.
Is it stifling?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's an awful experience, actually.
Tell me about it.
It's awful, but we all power through it. It's just not something that I want to subject myself to my whole life.
Well, what it does is, it really, don't you agree, that it sets up your career?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Although I can't really say that my career has been set up to this point, but what I can say is that the amount of experience I've had, performing as a soloist, performing with orchestras and everything, is really quite large for my age, and I'm very happy about that, because it does give me a step ahead in the career department. So
now, are you still playing on the Yamaha that you were given through the Glenn Gould Foundation?
I absolutely am, and I have probably beaten the hell out of it by now. This poor little piano, but it is such a blessing to have it in my life.
I'll bet.
Yeah, so that's really something that I'm very grateful to the Glenn Gould Foundation about.
And for how many years now? Is it five? Did you get it at 14
or
16?
No, it's a decade.
Oh, wow, great.
Yeah. It's been a decade.
Heaven forbid.
Is this a direction that you want to go with? Not very well-known composers?
No, not at all. Not specifically, but I think that there's a lot of room for not so well-known composers, especially great ones like Reibke. When the right piece comes along, I have to learn it.
That's a great perfect way to do it. Well,
Imre and Anastasia, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking about this music.
This is very interesting.
Thank you. Forward to listening to this composer.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. We've been speaking to pianist Anastasia Ryzhikov and organist Imre Ola. They are doing a recital of music by Julius Ryibke. Ryibke. Jeez, and I spelled it out that way, too. It's happening this coming Sunday, March 8th, 3:30 p.m. at Grace Church on the Hill. Sounds like a fascinating program.
Sure does.
You want to get information and tickets on this, go to eventbrite.ca.